This 14th trade policy review of the United States has once again allowed members to take a close look at the economic, trade, and investment policies of the world's single largest trader and a key member of the WTO. I would like to thank His Excellency Ambassador Dennis Hsieh and Ambassador Leeson for her thoughtful comments and remarks, and last but not least, to the 66 delegations that took the floor during these 2 days. Members noted that the United States economy has performed well since last review. The economy was in its 9th consecutive year of expansion, more recently also stimulated by a pro-cyclical fiscal policy. The unemployment rate was at its lowest level in 50 years. Consumer and business confidence were high, while inflation remained subdued. Strong economic growth had been accompanied by a widening current account deficit. The United States remained a net exporter of services and a leading exporter of goods and services that embody intellectual property. The United States was both a top source and destination for foreign direct investment. Members were of the view that trade and investment regime of the United States remained overall open and liberal. The United States had bound all its tariffs, except for two tariff lines, and the simple average applied tariff rate was 4.8%, with little or no tariff escalation. Taking account of trade preferences, nearly 70% of all imports enter duty-free. The United States has taken measures to further facilitate trade by completing the deployment of core capabilities in its automated commercial environment. It strongly backed the entry into force of the WTO agreement on trade facilitation and was supporting other WTO members in implementing the agreement. Several members appreciated the renewal of trade preferences granted under the Generalized System of Preferences, GSP, and the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA. Several members stressed the increasingly active recourse to anti-dumping and countervailing measures by the United States, as well as their long duration, and expressed their reservations with respect to certain methodologies used in investigations. It was also noted that in the period under review, the United States had applied global safeguard measures on solar cell products and large residential washing machines. In addition, the United States had taken action under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act of 1962 related to the U.S. national security in the form of additional tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum products. The United States has also taken action as a result of an investigation under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974. Members also raised concern with respect to the introduction of new Buy American provisions with respect to government procurement legislation. The low uptake of the international standards in the United States, which may result in unnecessary trade barriers, was noted, as well as the level of protection of geographical indications that some members consider insufficient. The need to reform outdated maritime and cabotage legislation was stressed. Some members questioned the effect of third parties of the introduction of new rules of origin in automotive sector resulting from the renegotiation of regional trade agreements. While noting the United States' efforts to reform global agricultural trade, some members reiterated their long-standing concerns regarding aspects of U.S. agricultural policy, particularly the limited market access for sugar, dairy, and cotton, high tariffs, and the continued use of trade distorting support. The launch of a $12 billion U.S. dollar aid package for agricultural producers hurt by market disruption and retaliatory tariffs was a subject of wide interest. In services, it was noted that the United States economy is open to foreign service providers with limited exceptions, and that regulatory processes are transparent, accessible, and open to public input. The United States was complimented for being among the main architects of the rule-based international trading system that had underpinned decades of economic growth and prosperity at home and abroad. Nonetheless, it was noted that a shift had occurred in the U.S. policy in the period under review, with a distinct new emphasis on national security considerations in the pursuit of free, fair, and reciprocal trade relations. In the course of this review, five pillars of the present U.S. trade policy agenda were repeatedly highlighted. The adoption of trade policy supporting the national security policy, building a stronger U.S. economy, the negotiation of better trade deals, vigorous enforcement of domestic trade law and rights under existing trade agreements, and reform the multilateral trading system. Member highlighted the traditional relationship leadership role of the United States in the GATT and the WTO, and expressed their commitment to engage with the United States on constructive proposals to improve the functioning of the rule-based multilateral trading system. It was noted that the WTO was facing unprecedented challenges, and the positive initiatives to deal with them could include steps to strengthen the notification and transparency functions of the WTO, enhanced compliance, and end of the impasse regarding the dispute settlement mechanism. In the negotiating front, appreciation was expressed regarding the productive engagement of the United States on services domestic regulation disciplines, its determination to establish WTO rules prohibiting harmful fishery subsidies, and its active role in the joint statement initiative on electronic commerce. Building on work in the G20 and APEC, the reform of fossil fuel subsidy could also be brought onto the WTO agenda. In the review of the members, although the short-term economic outlook of the United States remained positive, mounting public debt, higher in interest rates, and increased trade tensions were clouds gathering on the horizon. It was in this context that the continued support and commitment of the United States to a predictable rule-based multilateral trading system took on a critical dimension, not only for its trading partners near and far, but also for the long-term economic well-being of the United States itself. The United States received more than 1,700 written questions prior to this trade policy review, and it has already responded to most of them. In a month's time, members should receive replies to late submissions and follow-up questions that are still outstanding, which will then mark the successful conclusion of this TPR. And with this, I declare the meeting closed, and thank you for your participation. Next review of the TPR will be Ecuador on Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. Thank you, and happy holiday to you all.